moving in this clay. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, moving in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning lives around. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning lives around. We worship you. Oh, we worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You made a way when our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over. You made a way, and I'm standing here only because you made a way. You moved mountains, you caused walls to fall with your power. Upon miracles, there is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Thank you, Lord. When my back was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You moved mountains, you caused walls to fall with your power, perform miracles. impossible. So we're standing here only because you made. Yes, we're standing here only because you made. Lord, we're standing here only because you made a way. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Hallelujah.
In my way. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. And we are tagging today, Worship the Waymaker Wednesday. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And you know, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We glorify you, O God, for giving us another opportunity to worship your holy and righteous name. Thank you, Lord, for being our waymaker. Thank you, Lord, for when our backs were against the wall, we thought it was over, you made the way. Thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the testimonies of the saints. Thank you for the spirit of truth dwelling on the inside of us. As we bow before you, Lord God, we humbly ask you, Lord, to use us to your glory, to take these vessels, Father God, and use them as your work is being done this day. We thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We thank you for the gifts that you brought this call together, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We know, Father God, that you have empowered them. You have enriched them. And, Lord, we're asking that you strengthen them day by day, Lord God, as they continue to work the work that you've given them. Lord God, we thank you for the minister that's going to come forth with your word today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have placed and overtaken that person with. And we know, Lord God, that we, your people, will receive what the Spirit has for us this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that you are our way maker, our miracle worker, our promise keeper. You are our light in the darkness. We know that's who you are. So, Lord God, as we come together in unison, praying and worshiping your holy and righteous name, we thank you for having your way this day on Worship the Waymaker Wednesday. We thank you, we honor you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General. Thank you so much for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And to our beautiful songbird, Minister Tiffany in that California town, thank you, thank you, thank you for ushering us in to the presence of the Lord. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Prophet Kai, and I am in San Antonio, Texas. This call is all about the Master, and it started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website where all of our messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you can see all of our speakers' bios and listen to past messages. The theme for this year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you are feeling led by the Lord to join this blessed ministry and greet such as Minister Brenda did, or be a psalmist such as Minister Tiffany did, or host such as I am doing, or if you have a prayer request or praise report, or if you feel the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, please submit your information to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. Remember that on Fridays, we have a special second half of the call where we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. Today, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. And today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans. So you should call in and hear what they have to say about the wonderful Artist Life products. I am now going to get out of the way and bring forth our mouthpiece with the message for today. Our minister of the morning is Minister Bonita Cates. Minister Bonita was born in New Jersey to Henry and Vivian. Bonita is the youngest of four children. She moved to Florida and then returned to New Jersey, where she met and married her husband. She was blessed with the birth of a beautiful and healthy baby girl, Ursula. She now is a grandmother, and she is just so excited. Bonita is currently working on her master's in public health degree at Montclair State and is prospected to graduate in May of 2021, and we are just so excited. Minister Bonita is a proud member of Cross and Crown Christian Church, where she is enriched, enhanced, and empowered by Reverend John and Lula Baker. And I'm going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others our minister for the morning, Minister Bonita Cates. Minister Bonita, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours, woman of God.
Praise God. Praise God. Family, you have to give me a minute, and those that know me know why. I have not done this Waymaker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness, my God, that is who you are. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. And I want to thank so much my mothers in Christ, Doctors Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, the founders of this call, as they gently have nudged me out of my comfort zone. And thank you, Tiffany, because that is exactly what I needed to hear. No, well, God knew that. I was up a lot last night, you guys. I have been dragging my feet, as a lot would say, stepping up to the podium, stepping up and sharing a word. Thank you, Brenda Terrell. I love your middle name. That's my daddy's name, as y'all heard my bio, Henry. And Prophetess Kai, worship the Waymaker Wednesday. Yes. And it's exactly where I'm at right now, because he is a promise keeper. And that is the title of, thank you, Father, of what I wanted to share today. God promise, God's promises, P-R-O-M-I-S-E. Prayer releases our manifested inherent spiritual eminence. Now that's a lot, right? That is a lot. As I went through it last night, well, before last night, because I'm going to tell you guys, thank you, Providence God, for giving me the entire time. As I went through it last night, I said, wow, that is a mouthful. But this might not make sense to some, but to if it's just one person that it touches, because I heard all these names, these new names, and some folks that have ministered that I stand in awe of. And God just said, baby, just do what I told you to do. So I'm going to do just that. I'm going to speak from my heart and tell you my journey and how he kept his promise to me. No, I'm not going to do it, Dr. V. I'm not going to cry. So how do we know about his promise, right? How do we know? Let me speak. I'm going to speak to myself in the first person because I find it much easier. I don't know about your journey, but I do know about mine. So how did he keep his promise to me? Through the quarantine, rainbows, when I reaping and sowing, you know, even in this pandemic, even this quarantine, I still do my tithing, right? And recently we had, in this area, we had a very bad rain and it flooded. And I thought about the flood, right? And he said, that I promise you, that's never going to happen again. You know, for here right now, I know why it happened, but it brought back that memory when there was a flood. But he makes promises, and well, he keeps his promise, right? And what are his promises? God's goodness. God promises provision. He answers prayers. He promises salvation. Now, those are huge for me. Provision. Goodness. He promises to be with us. He answers prayers and salvation. And I'm going to just, for me, again, I just have to get into where I need to be. And I don't know if this is going to be a part two or how this is going to work out, but this is all God. I want to just this prayer. God, I offer myself to thee, to build in me and to do with me as thy wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self so that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them would bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Father God, all of you and none of me. Thank you, Father, for straightening that out and getting things in order. So for me, how has he been keeping his promises to me? He's been the light in my darkness. That's who he is. I've been isolated, quarantined. All those, some would take them as negative words. And it has been such an awakening for me. I've had the blessing to be with my Father. And he's had the work to work on me. My father has a sense of humor. I know he does because he's just like shaking his head, this one here. And that's okay because I have been a good student, and I have to tell myself that. I might not do it right all the time, but what I do is I get up and I try again. And so because of this COVID-19, because of this isolation, I have been praying more day and night. I get on my knees in the morning before my feet hit the floor. My grandmother, you know, folks that have a relationship with my father, that I've had the blessing, that have had the blessing to have in my life, have told me, before your feet hit the ground, before they touch that floor, you get on your knees. You know, yeah, okay, right. Life kept beating me up, slapping me around, you know, and I was like, and through all of even the slapping around, y'all, can I tell you, God has been good to me, because in my eyes, I am really not supposed to be here. I grew up in the age of HIV and AIDS, and I'm going to be transparent. I had an S on my chest. That's not me. COVID hit, and all of a sudden, the realization, God just sits back and say, baby, look how I have sheltered you. I have made provision for you. I've taken care of you. I have kept you through the storm. Because to me, there's three places in my life that I am currently. Either I am in the storm, coming out of the storm, or going in the storm. But in each area, I take my life as a classroom, and sometimes people that know me will know that I'll say, just clear out this blue sky, I really don't want to be in this class again. So what is it that I need to learn? What is my teacher, my God, teaching me about this lesson that I don't want to repeat? And through his salvation, because he is mercy, he is so patient with me. And so when I get on my knees and I pray for people, and people that know me in this group know people in situations that at a period in time in my life I had no desire. And I mean, I was kicking and screaming. I am not praying for them people. I'm not doing that. COVID-19 hit. Here's another provision. I'm in a two-family home, not by myself, but alone. I am with God. I have provision beyond means. The lights are on. There's food in the refrigerator. And when I tell you, I stand in awe when there are people that have nothing, literally nothing. I have these many places to worship God. And so when I sat back and looked at that, and I was, you know, I was in awe, you know, because when I was working, I was coming and going, you know, really not focused. I'm focused on man. Okay, the job. What do they want me to do at Montclair State? Da, 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 da. Okay, yeah. Okay, what do they want me to do in the classroom? You want this paper? Okay, all of that, right, all of that. COVID-19 happened. Boom. Baby, I need your attention. I need you to recognize what is going on. I'm not going to do it, Dr. V. So he provided for me in this nonsense, and there's food in the refrigerator. How come I know that, y'all? Because I done gained some weight. Because that's my hobby now. And that's okay. That's okay. I want to tell you quite personally, I don't wear anything with a belt on it anymore right now. But, you know. Again, learning balance is part of my journey, and I pray for my learning balance and in all things to learn balance. But, you know, back to topic. So getting on my knees, and I'm praying for situations. My mother transitioned 20, 17, 3 years ago in May. My dad had transitioned long before, but they brought a home when African Americans weren't buying homes. Seriously, you know, and during the time they brought this home, people were, you know, of my culture were renting. So way before, God was setting me up. My dad left a legacy. My mom left a legacy. They left something, lessons that just went right past me, like until COVID-19, until I was in place, until I was in a situation where I had to sit back and pay attention and read the textbook, Bible, basic instructions before leaving this earth, and listen. So the experience that I've had with my God and praying for people and my people that I'm going to say are my neighbors. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to tell you, I got some neighbors that are different, okay? They're quite different. These are new neighbors. These aren't the neighbors that I grew up with. I'm going to tell you, I had neighbors that Miss Cardi used to decorate our home, and her son used to mow the lawn. Charles went home to be with the Lord. And I hope, Charles, I hope you're listening to me. I know you are, because he was definitely a man of God. Miss Carter also. On the other side of me, Miss White used to, her yard looked like something that belonged on a magazine. People across the street, the same. You know, I was the knucklehead. So God switched that story around. He said, I want you to see what you was doing. You was being a knucklehead. Now you got a knucklehead. And now you got to pray for them. What? What do you mean pray for them? I was reading Galatians, and I'm going through time real quick. But in the Message Bible, which I want to just tell you all that Dr. V and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton signed for me. And work with a smile on Galatians 6. And this is the Message Bible. And work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter what, no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you're really serving God. Now, that's one of the, and it goes on, God, good work will get you good pay from the master, regardless of whether you are slave or free. Now, when I read that thing, a couple of days, I was like, that slave or free thing that got me just because of where we are in social, and our social injustice right now. But I was slave to my stupid thinking. That's what God said, baby, I'm not talking about that. You're slave to your stupid thinking. So in the context of me being a slave to my stupid thinking, I was not praying for my neighbors. When I started praying for my neighbors, y'all, can I tell you what happened? God. They talking to me. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, what are they talking to? Because but for God, he's a promise keeper. If I just follow the basic instructions before leaving this earth, which are in the Bible, and get out of the way, and what my prayer says, relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them would bear witness, that I could be a witness right now on this call and say, you know what, y'all, I was crying about them neighbors and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And he just turned it around. I see that I'm not going to get through what I wrote down, but I hope this message was able to shed some light on what we started with as a group. And this was nothing but God. Tiffany opened up with that song that my Christ Church sings, and I love it. I love it. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. He's a way maker.
Way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
I'm going to turn the call back over to our host for the day. Thank you so much for allowing me to just share with you my journey during this time, that he is a promise keeper.
Thank you, Minister.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Minister Benita. We'll be calling you back for the benediction. First, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the woman of God who brought the word. We ask you to pour into Minister Benita as she has poured out to us. Father, continue to be her way maker, her promise keeper, her miracle worker, her light in the darkness, because you are her God. Lord, continue to be a hedge of protection around her. Father God, continue to strengthen her as she prays for her neighbors, Lord, and give her your peace which passes all understanding. Lord, we pray for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, cover them. Keep them in your perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you. We ask you to cover artists, life, O Heavenly Father, and the Des De Leon family. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, as they continue to nurture and build artists' life. Father, give them direction. Be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch every bereaved family on this line, those suffering from COVID-19. Lord, you know that you are their comforter, Father. That is what you are. So, Lord, we ask you right now to just touch Wanda Walker's mother in the name of Jesus, Father, as she has been taken back to the hospital. Lord, we are praying for Samuel and Miss Nancy, and we just want to just continue to pray for the Lee family, and we just want to continue to just open up the heavens, Father, as we continue to seek you and learn from you as we are in this time of COVID-19. Father God, we want you to touch, because we know that COVID-19 is a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we bind it up right now and we send it back and cast it back into the pits of hell, Lord. We know that you are working it out for our good and your glory, and that your timing is perfect, oh God. So Father, as we wait on you, Lord, as we wait in the midst of this season, Father, we ask that you continue to be our peace, continue to be our comfort, continue to be our joy, continue to be our light, O Heavenly Father. We just want to make sure we magnify your name and we glorify your name. We just continue to pray for all of those who are sick in this season, O Heavenly Father. You know the needs spoken and unspoken, and we thank you, Lord, that you are meeting and exceeding those needs according to the power that worketh in us. Lord, we just want to make sure that we continue to glorify your name, because you are God all by yourself. We want to make sure we continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you, Father, because we know that you are already taking care of it and that you are in control. So, Lord, we thank you, we glorify you, and we magnify your name. And we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. And we know that immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, which is hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and it is hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and today's message will be on diabetes. You should dial in, and to do so, you can use the number 712-770-4005 and the access code 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-pound. If you need the bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707. And again, today's topic on Awareness Wednesday is diabetes. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us. If you want to hear the playback for this call, you can listen to it at 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for being our psalmist this morning and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. And thank you, Minister Brenda, our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And, of course, thank you, Minister Benita, for that message for this morning. We are so thankful for you. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Prophetess Kai. Oh, thank you, everyone, for allowing me to minister to you as it helps me. Thank you, Minister Tiffany and Brenda Henry Terrell. May the grace of God, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.